It has been widely assumed that the more similar are the cultural backgrounds of people, the better are their chances to understand each other. Conversely, it seems reasonable to assume that people from very different backgrounds will have a much more difficult time of getting along together. Often, these two common sense assumptions seem to hold true. However, we also find that things do not always work out this way, for often people who share many aspects of their cultural backgrounds differ only in a few ways, such as the language that is spoken or particular foods that are eaten, exaggerate the importance of those minor differences. This often is the case when one culture is richer or militarily stronger than another. History shows us many cases of cultures which have existed side by side for centuries and which are, from a global point of view, really very similar, but which have had conflicts and wars off and on for many, many years. A look at today's newspaper will provide some examples. Another reason why people whose cultural backgrounds are different do not necessarily run into problems which are as serious as those between people of more similar cultural backgrounds is simply a matter of caution. When we are well aware of differences and expecting possible misunderstandings, we are more careful about how we act and how we judge another. It is when we forget about the cultural side of our behaviour that we are most likely to be surprised or confused by the other person's behaviour. To put these various observations into a simple principle, we might say this: when a person from a different culture acts in a way that is different from what we would have expected of one from our own culture, it is better to assume that he did so because of cultural reasons than because of personal reasons. Or, to put this the other way around, we are in for unnecessary problems when we blame a person's personality or attitude toward us for his actions rather than supposing the motives were cultural.